escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
The pitch is swung on and missed with a slider. He followed 99 with 88. Chapman strikes him out. 98, got a little piece of it, two outs, a 2-2. And swung on and missed! Goodbye to the Rays! The Red Sox have swept them! They've won 10 in a row!
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
It is the All-Star break here on WEEI Afternoons, and that was the final call from the 10th win in a row for your Boston Red Sox, our Boston Red Sox. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens here, the voices of positivity on WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. Fitzy, I want to start this discussion of Red Sox success and momentum off with a question. Which aspect of the winning, the 10 wins in a row, the sweep after sweep after sweep against bad teams and then against good teams, which aspect of the formula for success or which reason they're winning is most likely to continue into the second half of the season?
So between the situational hitting, the improved defense, the bullpen, or the starting pitching, it better be the starting pitching. Because if it's the starting pitching, then the Red Sox are going to be in this all the way through. Situational hitting has been great. You know, they win four straight against, they've won 10 in a row, obviously, but they win four straight against Tampa. Three of those four games are one-run games. And this is what the Red Sox made a habit and reputation of losing for the first half of the season, and now they've taken that frown and turned it upside down. And the starting pitching has been the key. So I don't think Garrett Crochet is going to get gassed and be tired down the stretch. I think the guy is absolutely built for this. There's a reason why they call him the Beast. Lucas Giolito, with somebody else's UCL, has found a second gear and a whole new life to himself. And like you said earlier in the show, Brian Baio figured it out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what it was. If there was one game that we can put our finger on, or if there's one certain something somebody told him to do differently, but this kid has figured it out now, and he is consistent. The whip is coming down. The wins are going up. These three guys all have ERAs two or less over their previous six starts, and that's what has carried them, and that's what will continue to carry them. So I think the starting pitching is at the forefront of what's been so great.
I agree. I think the starting pitching has been huge. I think, you know, we've talked about it a number of times with Alex Cora on our Wednesday interviews, which unfortunately we won't have this week because it is the All-Star break, and he'll be nursing a hangover from Coldplay. But so we'll talk to him a week from Wednesday. I'm just kidding. He'll be very responsible when he goes to Coldplay. Don't anybody tell me.
I'm going to go ahead and guess he won't. He strikes me as the kind of guy that would be smart enough to get a driver.
Okay, quick aside. Aside here before we get back into praising the Boston Red Sox and their starting pitching, because I agree with you. I think that has been at the forefront of the success. So after the other day, we were talking about Alex Cora's going to Coldplay. Fitzy's going to Coldplay. Ted Johnson's going to Coldplay. My son is going to Coldplay. Everybody's freaking going to Coldplay.
Yeah, it's like Taylor Swift for old married people. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have really any interest. I got some texts from, let's just say, inside the world of concerts. And was told, you should go to Coldplay. It is, without a doubt, the best show I've ever seen live, this person said. And this person has probably seen hundreds, maybe thousands of acts in outdoor concerts and said Coldplay is number one and it's not even close.
During the break, I'm going to have you real quick come back here. I just want to show you one video of Nick, A Star Full of Skies, one of their live performances that was in a similar venue like a stadium. Andy, it's an experience. I'm pretty sure when you walk into the venue, they give everyone wristbands.
They do.
Light up with the music.
Okay, so whatever.
I've
been to
crazy.
Super Bowls. They do that at Super Bowls too. Been there, done that.
Yeah, but it's to me, great it's story. The quality. Yeah, to me, it's the quality. It's just the audio quality. Like, they sound as good, if not better, than they do on your MP3 player, your CD, whatever. Like, it's just, and also their music just cuts through and gets straight in. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
So tell me why I can't just sit by the fire pit, put their music on, maybe get a flashlight that I just click on and off, pointed towards the sky, and call it a night.
Oh, can we do that anyway? Kind of like an anti-Coldplay concert? We'll all come down to Dartmouth?
Yeah. Not you, because you've been invited many times and you've blown me off. So I'm stop inviting you. Dan Ball, come on down if you'd like.
All right.
You blew me off too many times.
I'll be sneaking in like I do everywhere else.
You know how you just made the list? It's the opposite. You just got removed from the list. You're no longer on the list. But Fitzy, back to the Red Sox. I agree with you on the starting pitching. That is the key to this success. And I do think that Garrett Crochet is an ace. I'm not worried. Until his arm falls off, I'm not going to worry about his arm falling off. I'm just not. Like, he's an ace, a horse, a beast, big dude.
Besides, he's already on his second UCL. He's fine.
Right. All of that. I'm fine. Brian Baio has turned a corner. So I got two. If I'm the Boston Red Sox, I feel like I have two surefire, feel good, every 5 days, that guy's going to go out there and help me. Giolito wants to be the third. And if you get a third, I really like your chances. You're starting to put together, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But also... Oh, yeah. There's no saying it couldn't be anybody else. There's no saying your boy Walker Buehler couldn't turn a corner and suddenly be giving you six innings.
A second half
surge
maybe. From the old Buehler boy?
Like, his formula for failure is simple, so his formula for success is also simple. Don't walk people and then immediately give up a home run. That's a terrible way to pitch.
It's the worst 1-2 punch in all of boxing.
Avoid that. Do not walk somebody and then immediately give up a dong. If you avoid those, I like your chances, Walker Buehler. Okay. So if we think the pitching is at least semi-sustainable with Garrett Crochet and Brian Baio, I'm going to ask you the flip side question.
Okay.
Which aspect of the 10-game winning streak, the roll into the All-Star break, the recipe for their success, is least sustainable? Which aspect of it do you have the most legitimate doubts about them continuing into and through the second half of the season?
I want to say the starting pitching just to be a thorn in the side of every listener who goes, wait a second, you just said the starting pitching was a position of strength. So I'm going to say the bullpen because, unfortunately, you know, Weissert was leading the American League in appearances as of just a couple of days ago. Chapman's appeared a lot recently, and it's not, you know, Chapman's 36.
But he looks awesome.
I know, but
he's
like
staring people down.
Does he get tired at some point?
No, the man's a machine.
What about Whitlock, my guy?
Yeah, I don't trust your guy as much. He ebbs and flows a little bit more. Chapman, do you remember in the beginning of the year, I thought this team didn't have a closer. I was dubious of Chapman. Well, so were they.
Actually, Slayton was getting a number of ops early on as well.
They wanted Liam Hendricks to be the closer.
That was the competition in spring training.
In their infinite wisdom. And he wasn't, and Chapman has turned into one of the best closers in baseball and has been fun and great. And if you listen to Cora, there's a reason for it. He's an aging guy, and why is he still good? Because apparently he's a stickler to this routine that, like, lift twice a day, whether you pitch or not, go to the gym, got to get your nap in the right time, get to the ballpark at the right time.
Fine.
Lift, the whole thing. He's got, like, a whole, almost like a TB12 method thing going on for Aroldis Chapman. So I don't see any reason why. He's like Crochet to me. I think this team right now has two things that I feel really good about. It's their ace pitcher, their number one pitcher, and their closer. And it's part of why I feel good about them if they make the postseason, because I have a ton of confidence in those two things. If I were to answer what I think is least sustainable, bullpen's a good answer because their bullpen has been really inconsistent at times this year. Really good, and then kind of ridden into the
Rock
ground.
Rock solid the last week when called upon, though. Like, look what happens Friday. Andy, Dobbins goes down. Not only does he have to leave the game, the poor guy tore his ACL and is out for the rest of this year and who knows what next year. And then the bullpen comes in and just veritably locks it up. But I mean, they give up a few runs, but like...
That's the beauty of that when you do it in a one-off, a guy tore his ACL situation and not night after night because you all blow and get bounced from the game in the first or second inning. It's a lot easier to do that once in a while than it is to do that every night. That was part of the problem. And if you're right and I'm right and the starting pitching continues to be good, I think the bullpen will continue to be good because they won't be gassed. They won't be ever overworked and overstretched out. You know what I think is least sustainable? And it sucks because I kind of based my whole three-point stance around it and the likability of this team and he's the anti-Devers and all that. Seidan Rafaela has just been ridiculous lately, and I'm not sure he's ready to be if he plays the way he's playing, he's becoming a superstar before our eyes. He's becoming a Mookie Betts or whatever comp you want to make. And as much as I like him, and we had a texter earlier that was like, did you see his interview after the walk-off? Yes, I did. It was awesome. Brought up his mother and, you know, I've been dreaming of this my whole life. And I love everything about Seidan Rafaela. My only concern is a month and a half ago, you people, and me included, so we the people, wanted to make that guy a freaking utility player. We weren't sure he was an everyday player. And like now we're saying he's ready to be a superstar full-time. Dan Ball.
He's got to prove that he's different from a season ago because he was a 304 hitter in June of last year, 287 in July, 260 in August, and then 191 in September.
But we already figured that out.
What do you mean?
I already figured that out.
You did. Congratulations. What'd you figure out?
You did. Do you want to let the rest of us know, Amazing Larry?
You actually helped me figure that out.
Oh, good for me. What did I help you figure out still?
Do you have CTE? You don't recall, Dan Ball?
No, not at all. What?
So I said earlier in the show that Seidan Rafaela is special. And yes. You told me in at-bats that matter, his average is higher than in at-bats that it doesn't, correct?
Yeah. Anti-Devers, yeah.
What did this team do as the season wore on last year?
Get worse.
Faded. The at-bats became less important. So if you keep winning and you keep competing for wild card spots and you keep competing to chase the Blue Jays, every at-bat will matter, and therefore every at-bat for Rafaela will take advantage of his clutch nature, and he will be a better performer because of it. That's a solid argument.
It's fine, but like you know just as much as I do.
It's fine to you.
He fined me.
It's fine, but you know just as
Shut
much as
mic
I
off,
do.
Steve.
Why don't you double down on it now?
Do you want to hear it or no?
No, I do, Dan.
I was just being an antagonist.
What a concept. Thank you, Fitzy, for your support on that one. Andy, you know just as well as I do, he can't go as the Red Sox goes for us to say that he is a better player. He has to be the catalyst that helps the Red Sox get to that point versus responding to them playing more important games. Does that make
sense? Yes, sort
of. Because you're saying that like as they got worse, Rafaela got worse. Well, he needs to be better in order for the Red Sox to get better.
But there is an intensity. There is a ratcheted up. Like, they even talk about this. We just mentioned closers. There's been closers over the years where if you bring them in non-save situations, they tend to stink.
They stink.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a certain, you know, what did he do the other day when he was going down first base? Ice in his veins or whatever the kids are doing. That was not a Chuzz moment. That was a totally different ice in his veins moment that they all like to do. Mm-hmm. Like, there could be some truth to that. And if we're down 9-2 and the game's over, maybe he's not quite as locked in or dialed in. I don't know. I'm just saying maybe he's a guy that truly does, when the lights are brighter and the situation's bigger,
elevate your floor. Let me know what your worst isn't going to be as bad as it was a season
ago. It won't
be. You guys are
a better player.
One thing we're missing here in this dialogue / debate is that if you're concerned that Rafaela could possibly fade as the season progresses, looking to the best the best numbers you possibly could, which would be last season, is that the supporting cast around him this season is significantly improved. Like, now that you've got Roman Anthony up, and Roman Anthony's on-base percentage is almost .400 over the last 4 weeks, and the kid's batting average is going up by the week, and Marcelo Meyer is putting things together. Bregman is back as well. Narvaez makes the pitching spot so much better as well. Duran is not hitting as well as he was at the All-Star break last year when he was an unlikely but still vaunted All-Star Game MVP, but he's playing better as well. The supporting cast and lineup for the Red Sox is more diverse and is better now than it has been in quite some time.
I'll co-sign on that. For the second time today, I'm going to completely agree with Fitzy. Who's to say Rafaela can't regress to just good, not super, and somebody else takes the super throne, whether it's Bregman, whether it's Anthony, whether it's Meyer for a week or two. We know
Abreu.
You see
Anthony wearing that belt, Andy, for
100%.
Sure.
And Abreu does the same thing. Abreu's got a little streakiness to him where there's times where he goes 4, 5, 8 days, and he's one of the best hitters in baseball. He did that early in the year. So he could do that. As long as they all don't go cold at the same time, and as long as you have a couple guys that are kind of tent poles in the lineup, and that's the depth of the lineup that we talk about, Cora's talked about, you've extended your lineup here a little bit, I think there's reason to be optimistic about the offense, even if my guy Rafaela, and don't forget Jarren Duran, assuming they don't trade him, could also get hot at any time. And we know
all of a sudden it could be last year it was June, this year it could be late July or even August. He could catch fire. And we know that with his hustle, heart, effort, and energy, and the fans behind him because they love him so much, that guy could carry the team by himself. And Abreu, I glossed over that as well. He's very streaky. He got hot again recently. He could, you know, he could cool off again, but either one of those guys is capable of carrying the offense. And also, Yoshida went down last year. Now he's come back, and that little pocket DH is doing a fine job.
Oh, don't be disrespectful. Why do we always have to bring up size? It's you people, you shamers.
He's adorable.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Boston Bar Guy, who is in Massachusetts. Okay, just tell me you don't want your name out there. What's up,
hey,
Boston
guys.
Bar Guy?
Hey, guys. How we doing, Fitzy? Love you, baby. You're the best,
Boston Bar Guy.
So here I go right now. My son RJ and he was all mad when they got rid of Devers, and I said no, Devers had to go because he just wasn't a team guy. And I said don't worry, and he was all mad. He's like Devers at third, Story at short, and Bregman at second. I said forget that. Okay, these young kids are going to come together, and this 10-game winning streak has been unbelievable for me because now I can get all over my son. Here's my deal for you guys. Story is finally earning his money, okay, which is huge for us. Okay, Bregman's back, which is he's a leader, unbelievable. So here, Fitzy, here you go, right here. We need a number two. So Texas stinks. So I'm going after Eovaldi, okay, and we're going to give up Christian Campbell and draft picks. We can't. Yeah, we got to keep Duran. We got to keep him. We don't want to break up the team. You don't break up a team that's on a 10-game winning streak.
Thanks for the call, Boston Bar Guy. Somewhere there was a pen flying toward my head from Ted Johnson, so appreciate your call.
I enjoyed the call.
Of course you did. He thinks it's your show. Just Fitzy.
Well, excuse me.
There's three people on this show.
Am I allowed to have a fan or not?
No.
Look, I understand wanting to get a number two starter as well, just in case, to support the arms that could fatigue as the season progresses. However, if I'm going to trade a guy like Christian Campbell, who they just locked into a long-term deal, though I'm not want to do so, if I'm going to do that, Andy, it has to be an upside guy. It can't be a guy who may have peaked. Eovaldi's awesome. He's a hammer and he's a whore.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of course. But how many years left does he have versus what you may be giving up in Campbell?
I'll trade Campbell. I'm ready to move on from Campbell. Who was the last prospect that the Red Sox gave up?
What time does the What Have You Done For Me Lately Society meet up?
Who was the last Red Sox prospect not named Jeff Bagwell that burned the Red Sox? Like, geez, we get so infatuated with these effing prospects that we're not willing to give them up to get veteran talent to win a frickin' World Series. Christian Campbell, good luck. We wish you well in your future endeavors. If you bring us a number two starter, then you gone, my friend. Jeez. No one. Dan Ball is now frantically Googling back there, doing ChatGPT and all these various ways trying to figure out.
No, it was a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Sometimes I have them.
Yeah, I know.
Now and again.
Do you have an answer?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
It's a tough question.
Well, you type around and look for somebody not named Bagwell.
One does not overtly jump to mind.
And Bagwell, by the way, I think there were extenuating circumstances, and we may just leave it at that for the era that it was in Major League Baseball.
Oh, the allegations, stones, please.
I just said it was a certain era. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Leon in New Hampshire. What's up, Leon?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller. I've been listening probably for a couple months now.
Thank you.
Happy to have you, buddy.
I called in earlier.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, thank you. I called in earlier before work, and I didn't make it, but I wanted to, I don't know if you guys remember who was talking about that earlier, but they said trading Roman Anthony for Skeens, and one person said, hell yeah, and the other person said, hell no. And I just wanted to say first, definitely would do that in a heartbeat. Wouldn't even think about it.
I cut him off early. Oh,
wow.
First-time caller?
What is it? The second someone steals the spotlight from you, you kick him to the curb? Come on.
Call back, Leon.
Call back, Leon, and you'll go right to the front of the line. I apologize. I thought you were done. You had a long pause after your Skeens thing.
He's not telling a friend now.
Please do.
Yeah, I know.
Jeremy, we're begging here. Begging you,
please. That's it.
I did hear this
Christian Arcand at night. Go ahead and listen to him. He won't cut you off.
Damn it, I won't.
He used to cut people off more. He's a little more willing.
No,
with
he just ignored them before.
Yeah. But Paul Good Skeens, point. This has been a little rumbling. Somebody wrote this like 4 months ago. They put together like a Skeens trade package for a few teams. The Red Sox were one of those teams. Roman Anthony is the centerpiece of the package. And I heard this making the rounds. Would you trade Roman Anthony for Paul Skeens? Like, obviously, there'd probably be more layers to it. You would not. Why not?
I would not.
Why not?
I think Roman Anthony he looks the part of the complete player. You've heard my comp, the Fred Lynn by Bryce Harper, like, just looks like he's it. Would you have traded Bryce Harper a few years ago for Paul Skeens?
Let's go back to the phone lines because Leon, sorry to ignore your question, Fitzy.
Thank you, Leon. No,
Leon has called back, and I'm going to apologize for the quick trigger, Leon, but appreciate you calling back. What was the rest of your post-Paul Skeens argument?
I was just going to say that I think, I've learned over the years, this obviously way out of left field here, doesn't have anything to do with real life, but in our fantasy baseball league, the way that we have it set up, we've learned also that a lot of the time hitters are going to be better long-term than pitchers because they can score points for you every day. So I think that kind of simulates to real life as well, to where obviously hitters can put points on the board for you. Obviously pitchers can yield points from being scored on you, but that's why it's a tough call between them. But I don't know who would say no to Skeens at all. For that. And then the last thing I did want to say earlier too, is I know none of you guys care, but my nephew was born on the day the streak started, by the way.
I love that. All right. Hopefully his name is Champ, because that's what he's going to be come October, early November.
Any of you guys want to apologize to me? Dan Ball?
For what?
That his last point wasn't a sports take?
Neither of his last two were. He told me fantasy football tells him you score more points with everyday players than you do with
I'm very worried baseball. About you with what you're saying.
He said baseball. He did say points instead of runs. I will give you that.
And do you believe that everyday players win more for you than pitchers? What's more important, dominant starting pitching or everyday players?
Players, just from a percent, like play every single day. Kind of, and longevity. They'll play longer versus pitchers.
Michael Trout would beg to differ.
Okay. Give me another example that fits your
argument. Lots of them. Lots of good players don't win. Like Rafi Devers. You've had a great hitter for 5 years. Your team
stinks.
He's
a fine player.
You haven't had an ace. What's different this year with the Red Sox?
He cost you runs in the field, for the love of God.
What's different this year with the Red Sox? Oh, I believe they have an ace who every 5 days goes out there and pitches like an absolute beast. That's why his nickname is the Beast. And that's why you are a potential wild card or better team.
And Andy, they had Chris Sale in 2017. And what happened in 2017? They went to the playoffs and lost.
They're also 21-10 since they called up Roman Anthony, but, you know, whatever. Starting pitcher.
Oops.
And that's on...
Get in the way. Oops.
That's on Anthony and not Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet with a combined DRA of in whatever the heck it is. You know the numbers.
It was,
it's good.
I read off several times in the show, yes.
Good Lord, Dan Ball. Don't prostitute yourself to those type of arguments. And you're better than that, my friend.
And don't let Andy trying to swing a bunch of facts in your face just to try to bolster his argument
and make
maybe
you feel I'm an idiot
about your
for this take.
617-779-7937. We see your phone calls. We'll try to squeeze them in. But up next, it's Monday. We're coming up on 5:30. That means one thing. It is time for the Fitzy 5 Fitzy. Give me a quick teaser in a couple words. What is the topic or tease for today's Fitzy 5?
You are a superman today, Andy, and it'll be quite the heroic Fitzy 5.
Ooh, a super Fitzy 5 up next here after Dan Ball gives us what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fitz, you got to say it how Andy can understand it. Rhymes with Superman is what we're going to be talking about next. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by MassMutual. Thank you. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the four-game sweep over the Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Bayo with his sixth win of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. The Sox enter the All-Star break in third in the American League East and in the second wild card spot in the AL. One game behind the Yankees in both, the two teams are also currently tied in the win column. In other Red Sox news, the team drafted the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft. Yesterday, first round, 15th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Two players in the second round, 33rd overall, right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee, and 75th overall, infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. And finally, in the third round, 87th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh with plus 300 odds to win. Then it's O'Neill Cruz plus 330. James Wood plus 400. Byron Buxton plus 850. Matt Olson plus 900. Stiz and I have him as the winner. Junior Caminero at plus 950. Brent Rooker plus 1,000. And Jazz Chisholm at plus 1,400. The All-Star game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. The Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in summer league play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. And from around the league, the Mavericks are shutting down Cooper Flagg for the remainder of the NBA Summer League. He scored 31 points on Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. Red Sox are off for a couple days, but when the Red Sox do resume play on Friday, don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil on Friday beginning at 1:20 p.m. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.